Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. BNSF railway attorneys are expected to argue before jurors today in U.S. District Court, saying the Warren Buffett-owned company should not be held liable for the lung cancer deaths of two former residents of Libby. They will claim the railroad's corporate predecessors did not know the vermiculite it hauled over decades from a nearby vermiculite mine was filled with hazardous microscopic asbestos. Pyramid Mountain Lumber Company in Seeley Lake has announced its closure unless a white knight comes to the rescue. Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer is working on a project to turn it into a cooperative to keep the mill open.
If you're interested in participating in this cooperative to save Pyramid Lumber, get a hold of me, Walter Schweitzer, at MontanaFarmersUnion.com or call our office, 406-452-6406.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Elections are right around the corner, and with recent changes to many election laws, it's more important than ever to know how, when, and where to vote. That's why AARP created a Montana Election Guide with the most up-to-date information on how to register, where to vote, the rules for early voting, and key voting deadlines. Stay informed so you can make your voice heard. Visit aarp.org/mtvotes. That's aarp.org/mtvotes. Paid for by AARP.
Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
The city of Bozeman is hoping new regulations for new development will limit how much water is used on landscape irrigation. Currently, it has 10,500 acre-feet of water supply readily available annually and uses about 7,100 acre-feet. About 920 are already spoken for with upcoming development, leaving about 2,500 acre-feet left for future needs. Flathead Valley Community College has earned the Military Friendly School designation for the fifth year running, being recognized as a silver recipient in the Small Community College category. More than 1,800 schools participated using both public data sources and responses from a proprietary survey, with 537 earning special awards for going above the standard. Intermountain Health St. Vincent Regional Hospital in Billings has achieved Level 1 Trauma Center status. It received the official verification by the American College of Surgeons this week. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.